WONY Oneonta, Red Dragon Radio. Keep it locked.
Hey, man, you seen that bear go by here?
A bear?
Yeah, man, he had on a Ranger's hat.
A bear with a Ranger's hat? Ah, come on, man.
Yeah, man, he had a shovel in his hand, too.
Oh, did he have a picnic basket, too?
No, man, not that bear. You know, like the bear that checks out the forest, man.
Oh, what's he checking out, man?
Well, like he's checking out for careless people, man, who start fires in the forest.
Well, that sounds real heavy, man.
Hey, well, it is. You know, like every year some dude forgets to put out his campfire and a match or a cigarette or something else, you know. And like thousands of acres go up in smoke.
Up in smoke, man?
That's right. Yeah, smoke. Like in fire that could burn up this place.
Yeah?
Yeah, and that's why the bear, he says, only you can prevent forest fires.
Hey, I know that bear, man. What's his name again?
Smokey Bear.
Well, why do you need him for, man?
Because I need a ride back to the city.
A public service of the Forest Service, USDA, your state foresters, and the Ad Council.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Thursday, December 12th, the SUNY Oneonta Campus Thrift Shop, located in Hunt Union, is accepting donations of gently used and new career clothes and shoes, winter gear, and home decor, happening from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. The annual Hunt Union Holiday Craft Fair, featuring quality handmade crafts by local and regional crafters, is happening Saturday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is a great place to find handcrafted holiday gifts. Wishing everyone the best of luck with finals and a safe winter break. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week and keep it locked.
There's a drinker, there's a drugger, there's a monk up on a hill in Nirvana. It's just the people, it's just the people. There's a bad boy, there's a fat boy, there's a shy guy, he's terrified of sex toys, yeah, but they're just people, they're just the people, yeah, in my mind. There's a father and a partner, but they can't survive if the guy's got no armor. Yeah, but it's just the people. They're just the people. Yeah. There's a feminist
misogynist, an atheist, a Satanist, and laying with a baby, a grow up to be crazy. Ah, shucks, you gotta be nuts to be sane in a crazy world with all the people. It's just the people. Through a party, I believe it might get ugly. I believe I might just slip out through the back and find some other body crawling through an artery and make some different friends on a different track. How about that?
This is the time we love so well, the time of all the year. When winter calls with chilling breath for fireside and good cheer. The time for man and beast to stand, to feel the sun.
think maybe you're on a pony, going in circles on a carousel ride. You're gonna say I asked for the moon. I think that it's you with your head in the sky. All that I wanted was somebody honest, living for more than the next good time. You say that you wanna change, but I hope you get everything you want, everything you want. You say that you need relief, but I hope you get everything you need, everything but me.
I feel like something lost in time. You say you still like my face. Then you say you need more space. Then you say you'll be gone 100 days. Then I say I've got your back. Just don't talk with my friend Mac. And I'll see you in 100 days. When I dream, when I dream, I see you, I see you, I see you. She says she's been out of town. She says she's been out of. How can I look in?
You might as well breathe it. Good time.
drink with me just for a while.
You're listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
Get the peanut butter out of you!
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night?
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day, but never knew were hungry.